Drop out. I'm getting ripped tonight. Jesus, man, you gotta stop. You got it. You got it all, man. You won.
They're all dead, Jim.
Every one of them.
I'm the only one left, sir.
So how do we feel about medicine balls?
Too heavy.
Who makes them balls that heavy? That's what I want to know.
Pretty necessary.
I just don't get it. I'm getting ripped tonight.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. We should start a band.
We won't.
What?
We won't.
Why not?
I refuse.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what was the question?
We should start a band.
All right, yeah.
We would, but... We got Dill over there. He's just a negative Nancy.
Name one musical skill you have, Jared.
Heart. Dylan. I have heart. I feel the rhythm of the world.
The rhythm of the world.
Get Jared down in Africa.
Rhythm of the world.
Oh, let it rain down in Africa while I'm there, bro. I dare you. See if I come back with a hit.
I saw Jared spit in Phil Collins' mouth.
Phil Collins spit in my mouth and I absorbed his powers.
Why is the Tarzan soundtrack so good?
Because Phil Collins had some shit he wanted to get off his chest. And Disney said, hey, you want to do a soundtrack? And he said, yeah. Yeah, I'll do your soundtrack for you. Are you scooping up his beans right now, bro? Were you just handling some beans?
I had to get a grip on them, you know.
Get a grip on them beans.
Ladies and gentlemen listening at home, not you listening in your car.
Yeah, just the if you're listening to home, your car, ignore this next little bit.
Get a hold of them beans while you can.
Whoever's beans, the nearest beans to you. So long that are not your beans, go ahead and scoop them. Do are you ever going to do the thing?
Oh, which thing?
You know, the thing that we do? Every episode? Think about it for a second. I don't want you to get, you know, carried away.
Welcome to the Dropout Podcast. I'm Dylan.
I'm Noah.
I'm a Beyblade.
I'm Jared.
That's Jared.
El Drago Gold Armored Edition.
Yeah, Jared bought Beyblades last night and went so far downhill so quick.
Dylan?
He owns 8 now.
Dylan? What do we have on the table right here in front of us?
3
3 Beyblades. Who owned those 3 Beyblades, Dylan?
I own 2 of them, and then I bought 1 from you.
So 3. You own 3 of them.
You own 8, Jared.
No, I own 7 now because you bought one. Oh, yeah.
You own 7, Jared.
Yeah, and?
You have a stadium, yeah. Jared.
Well, somebody's got to have the stadium.
You walked in and you said, I bought a metal 3D printer so I can make more Beyblades.
Also, that's a ridiculous thing. I wouldn't ever do that. Well, I would do that, but, you know, there's certain limitations.
We play Beyblades now, I guess. We're going to be into this for like a week, and then Jared's just going to have these.
No. We're going to be into these for forever.
What we said last time.
I refuse to let this die.
Yeah, Beyblades till we die, baby. Up top.
Let's go, baby. We're going to get Beyblade tattoos.
That's what I'm saving my throat for.
You get an El Drago right there on the fucking
Beyblade
throat?
On the apple.
Yeah.
You get a fucking Pegasus on your fucking chest, bro? This should be crazy.
I'm going to get my arms lasered and replace it all with Beyblades.
What does that mean?
Like laser tattoo removal.
No, he's gonna use a laser to laser engrave a Beyblade out of his own flesh.
I don't think that's what that. No, that's not. What
and then he's gonna use it in tournaments and win.
You know nothing.
You think we could find a Beyblade tournament?
Not one I want to go to.
Yeah, when we went to, you guys went to Yu-Gi-Oh tournaments.
I didn't really want to go to that either, to be honest with you. I fell asleep in the corner.
How'd that make you feel?
I was sleepy.
Have you ever thought
about...
We
kept saying, Coda, let's leave. And he kept saying, I'm on a win streak. I can't go. We said, Coda, please, we're dying. Chance and Dan had went to the car. It was like 85 degrees outside, sitting in a hot car, trying to sleep. They couldn't roll the windows down because Coda had the keys.
Jesus.
Just sitting in there sweating.
Why?
Because we couldn't go.
But why not just, you know, give him the keys at least?
You know? Why don't we ask Coda these questions? If you're going to fight like you're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark.
Don't talk like this.
And brother.
Please.
It's starting to rain.
Please don't talk like this, dude. That's a real Facebook dad thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Got strong Facebook dad energy.
And?
That's not a good thing. You guys remember when Facebook was really popping off? It was really the bee's knees out there.
Remember, I had my MySpace account open in one tab, and I had my Facebook account open in the other tab, and I would have different conversations in the IM messengers.
Make you feel cool?
I don't remember how I felt. I just know it was the thing I did.
I don't remember anymore. Did you get any cool pools last night in your Pokemon darts?
No.
Oh. No holos?
I got two holos.
Oh, you got two holos, bro.
One looks like it could be cool, but I don't know the Pokemon.
Oh. So you're just hoping for a Charizard? The fuck is that?
It's Tapu Koko.
Oh, naturally. I don't know what that means. You gotta stop that. You gotta stop before they take you to jail. Just please. Please. No one did anything to deserve this.
It's a monument to all your sins.
I would like to bring this before the council. I think Steak and Shake might be the number one fast food chain.
I love Steak and Shake, yeah.
No arguments?
I haven't been in a long time.
We used to go after work sometimes. Fun fact, Steak and Shake fans, the happy hour runs both ways.
That might be the third time you said that on the podcast.
I need people to know. I didn't know. I didn't know until we went at 4 o'clock in the morning. And they said, all right, half price shakes. And I said, it's 4 in the morning.
Are you kidding me?
It's 4 in the morning. You don't do half price shakes at 4 in the morning? And the lady said, yeah, we do. And we said, bring out the shakes.
Bring out the shakes.
Bring me the shakes!
You may approach the throne.
Okay.
I've had the strongest urge.
Okay.
To sit and watch Dawn of the Planet of the Apes for like 3 days.
Let's do it.
I haven't done it yet.
Let's do it right now.
Right after the pod. Pop it in the Xbox.
Pop it in the DVD player. See, fans of the podcast, Dylan likes to do this thing where he'll like say like, ah, let's do stuff. And then somebody will be like, yeah, let's do stuff. And then he'll go, we'll see. And you'll go, what?
Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
This was like your idea.
I can just watch a movie by myself.
No. I'm not necessarily just talking about this particular situation. There was one day at Clark where he said, you want to play Destiny tonight? And I said, yeah, I can play Destiny tonight. And you go, we'll see. And I just stood there. I stood there for like 5 minutes. I had already clocked out. I could have left. But I stood there for like 5 minutes and just looked at you. And you were just like, we'll see. Like, you invited me to do a thing. And then said, We'll see whenever I agreed to it.
Do we play that thing? Do we play it?
No, I don't think we did, Dill. Oh. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think we did.
Sometimes things come up, you know?
You could have at least been like, hey, I'm going to play Destiny tonight. I remember specifically there was one night I turned on my Xbox, loaded up Destiny, dropped into the tower, and sat there and waited for you.
I remember that too.
And waited for you?
I think I also waited for you that same night.
And waited. No, you didn't. Because I appear online. I'm right there.
I wasn't looking.
For the whole world to see.
I wasn't looking.
I just sat there and waited.
I'm not the type that's just going to go blindly invite somebody to a game.
It's not a blind invite, dude. We talked about it previously.
I don't like when people do that to me.
We had discussed this, and we had both agreed to terms. You just walked off and left me.
Cold. I was probably just playing Destiny by myself, you know?
Yeah. And then you get mad at us whenever we're not at the right light.
Why don't you play by yourself, bro?
Because I don't want to play by myself, Dylan.
Get that
the only reason I played this game is because you were like, you should play Destiny again. And I was like, okay, I'll play Destiny again. And then we played Destiny again together for like a week. And then you quit saying anything to anybody anytime you wanted to play Destiny. You just play Destiny by yourself.
Let's play Destiny.
I bought the season pass for last season. And we played it for a week.
Did this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play Destiny.
I spent $30 on a Dylan friendship pass.
Oh, that wasn't 30. That was like $15.
Okay, I spent $15 on a Dylan friendship pass. And anytime I try to punch my Dylan pass...
Mm-mm. Let's go. Let's play.
Too late now.
Raid drops next week. Let's go.
You were playing when we got over here, and not once today did you say, hey, let's play a little Destiny
today.
I
just woke up. I don't. You want me?
How did you just wake up? It's 8 o'clock now. That was like 30 minutes ago.
I woke up at 5:30.
What is wrong with you? Seek help.
I don't care. And so I'm fine.
You're not, Dylan. It would be one thing if like you like worked second shift and you woke up at 5:30. It's like you know, these things happen when you work second shift. But you don't.
I'm fine.
And like the latest you'd work is 8 o'clock.
I'm fine.
And I think you only worked at 8 o'clock because you kind of wanted to.
It only bothers you.
I feel like it would bother a lot of people.
It bothers...
I think it kind of bothers everyone in your life.
I don't think so.
Who would like to spend time with you.
I don't think so.
But the only time you have available is from 8 to 4 o'clock in the morning.
They gotta step up.
If grandma wants to come over, she's gonna have to make a midnight run, brother. If the family wants to gather.
I'm up when I'm up, you know?
The family wants to gather. They better grab themselves a cup of coffee. Because it's going to be late.
You know?
Have you ever tried to adjust your schedule? Or
never gave it a thought?
Just to see the point.
To live normal human hours?
I don't give a shit about normal human hours.
You know?
You think you've picked up on that by now?
To be awake whenever the sun is alive and well.
I need it.
I'm pretty sure like last weekend, maybe the weekend before that, you were like, yeah, I was going to get up today and go buy a monitor, but it's pretty late now. So, you know, if you just woke up earlier, you could go do things that you wanted to do. I just want you to, you know, have a chance, you know. Don't you define happiness and grab it by the butt cheek and say, honk, honk. Why do you make these noises?
It's all for you, Damien.
Who's Damien?
Yeah, you'll find out in hell.
Oh, shucks.
Do you guys
ever play the Dante's Inferno games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit, dude.
It had the best commercial of all games ever.
I don't remember
the Dante's
Inferno commercial.
It used Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine.
Hmm.
Yeah. And at the very end of the commercial, it was a black screen with red letters that just said, go to hell.
Hmm.
Commercial came out in like 2008.
The game is apparently not that well received, but I remember it being pretty cool.
Yeah, it was sick as fuck.
My brother-in-law was a real fan.
Fun fact, I know still not that very long ago. Same guys who did that game did Dead Space.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That adds up.
Dead Space scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Scares the shit out of me now. Try playing this shit by yourself, brother. No.
I bought every game with the intention to play them over like last Halloween. Did not do that.
Me and Coda played Dead Space 3 together.
I feel like you have a couple of similar stories to that. I feel like that's not the first time you've been like, I've gotten this thing to do this, and then I just never do this.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah. Maybe if you had more time in your day, you know?
I just can't focus.
Maybe you could get on some medication for that.
Maybe
you could seek help.
Maybe say, I'm not okay.
Just say it. Just say it. Say it for the people at home.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Are you?
Yeah, I feel fine. A little hungry, but I'm all right.
You know why you're hungry? Because you've been asleep for the last 27 hours and haven't eaten.
No, I went to work yesterday.
Dude, it's Sunday.
No, it's not.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it's Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be improbable, you know? These things have happened. You have slept for a day and change.
It's true. I think there's a specific instance where my mom called Noah and said, make sure my son's alive, because I had been asleep for like 2 days.
That's not okay, man. That's an issue.
I'm good, bro. My uncle has insomnia and narcolepsy.
How does that work?
I don't know.
How does it work?
I'm awake.
It's like being tall and short at the same time.
It's like
I feel like it just balances out to a normal height.
You just got a regular sleep schedule.
I'm pretty sure there was like one dude that had gigantism and dwarfism.
That's not. What?
That ain't make no sense.
But he had a monster dong.
Jesus. There's probably a good chance. I'm not going to look that up. I'm not going to, check myself. But I'm pretty sure it happened.
Check on his dong.
Check his dong size, bro.
Yeah, you measure that dong for me one time? Let's pull the tape. Run it back.
The Suicide Squad movie is rated R. And one of the rated R... like reasons is
shark dung,
like extreme sexual content, and I just hope it's big old shark dong. I hope it's just.
Dude, I hate to tell you, I don't know if sharks have dongs.
Oh, he's not no normal shark. He's king shark.
He's Sylvester Stallone.
He's got a king dong.
Think he's got a normal shark dong.
I've always heard that Sylvester Stallone used to do porn. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. That's where the nickname Italian Stallion came from.
I figured that was just because he's Italian, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, that was his porn name.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yep.
Would you be willing to put your life on that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know him personally?
I wish I did.
Come over here, Adrian.
Adrian.
Adrian,
you
want
to cook it? You
want
to come over and cook it?
Dogs. I can understand you too well. You got to really grumble at that boy.
You'll play Destiny.
Yeah.
Adrian! What happened?
When was the last time you saw Sylvester Stallone in the film? I guess he had that Rambo movie come out like.
Yeah, it was like last year. Sylvester. Oh, Sly.
Sylvester Stallone. I watched all the Nolan Batman movies over last weekend. Still good, in case you're wondering.
Huh.
What? You don't believe me?
What? No.
Say it.
Why you just... The party at Kitty and Studs.
What's... Huh?
Jared's watching porn.
Jared.
I don't know. It's the...
I need you to explain yourself.
That's the name of the porn that Sylvester Stallone did. He played stud at the party at Kitty and Studs.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, you're kidding.
Hey, kitty.
You want to say hello to my monster dog? His name's Adrian.
Huh. You good?
No, this is just crazy. I didn't know if that was true or not.
There it is.
Oh, here's a quote from the film. Someday you'll be known as the Italian Stallion, said Kitty. To which Stud replied, let's get high.
Look at that. It was great.
The more you know, you know?
Oh, it's only softcore, though, so, you know, it's not crazy.
It was great.
Give it to me, Stud. Give it all to me. Go ahead, Stud. Give me all your juice.
Oh, Jesus.
You only have to read all the quotes. I can't believe that. I can't believe they quoted pulled that as a quote.
I mean, that's a great quote.
That was great.
Yeah,
hey, I'm gonna give you all my juice. It's gonna be great.
I don't know why they pulled some of these quotes.
I'm not sure why you're still reading it.
Because it's funny. Here's a good one. Stud, I was thinking about Southern California the other day. Kitty, what? Stud, it was warm, pretty, and green. Something else again. What does that mean? So you guys want to get together and watch the party at Kitty and Stud's?
Not particularly.
But maybe, though.
We'll see.
This is crazy. Sylvester Stallone really did do the sex on camera.
He did.
Good for him.
You know? You think anybody saw great. That verse and saw Rambo and said, hey, it's that guy.
That's Stud. Just you see Sylvester Stallone out and about. You know, you run up to him. He's just like, oh, Sylvester Stallone. Man, I really loved your performance and the party at Kitty and Stud's. He goes, hey, think you can take him?
No.
One on one?
No.
He's like 80 years old, man.
It's okay, man.
100%. He's just made out of fucking...
He's a Buster Stallone.
He's made out of fucking crack and steel.
Mm-mm.
I wonder how old he is. He was born in 46.
Damn, he's 70.
That's an old motherfucker.
He's like 73.
He's like 80-something.
No.
Yeah. 46. 46 plus 4. 50. 55. 56. 57. Yeah, motherfucker's like 97, dude.
Damn, he's like 115. Shit.
That motherfucker old, bro.
Motherfucker's like 350, cuz.
350?
He's only 5'10". I imagined he was bigger.
I imagine he was at least 6 foot.
I tower over that motherfucker.
That's false, Dylan.
5'2"?
What?
So you said?
No, 5'10".
Oh.
5'2"? Jesus.
That's why I was so...
He would have never made it if he was 5'2", Dylan.
You know, you...
Could you imagine that man built the way he is, but at 5'2"?
Imagine Rocky, but 5'2".
He's just out there, just fucking got his hands all the way up.
Rambo, but 5'2".
Hey, it's great. Hey, come here. What are you
doing?
Adrian!
I need some milk. Because he's a baby.
I like how we automatically gave him a baby voice. Because he's 5'2".
If you're 5'2", you're a baby. That's a.
You're a child.
You're a little boy.
If you're 5'2", grow up.
Yeah. He's got a couple of kids, eh?
How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Happy family.
And 3 wives.
Happy family.
3 wives at once?
No. One from 74 to 85, one from 85 to 87, and then one from 97 to assume today. But, you know, you got one long-lasting one in there.
He figured it out at the end.
Yeah, that's all that matters. One of them was only, you know, 2 years, so... Brigitte Nielsen. She was in something, eh?
Oh.
The name seems familiar. Noah?
What's the name?
Yeah, it's her.
Perdite?
Brigitte.
Efrodite.
Radite?
Brigitte.
Brigitte?
Bruh.
Bruh.
Why don't you just say Bridget, you motherfucker?
Because she's like German. She's Danish. She's from Denmark.
It could still very much just be Bridget.
Or Brigitte.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, but
fucking.
I'll look at the pronunciation, goddammit. We'll fucking fight it out in the yard like a couple of grown men.
I'm just playing Siege.
Well, Dylan, we could do it. Aha! The pronunciation is Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah, you were wrong.
What do you mean? That's what I said.
You said Brigitte.
You guys said Bridget. So,
we were closer.
False!
You're false!
It's all right. Go out in the yard.
I don't have a yard.
You got a backyard.
Take it out in the streets.
Fight on Main.
Fight on Main Street, baby. That's how we do it. So why don't we play Siege then, Dill?
Because we don't have a team.
We got at least three. We can probably get four.
It's not a team, bro.
No. Between us three, Coda, and Tig, who we can always get Tig. Tig is ready to go at any moment. Tig is a phone call away from Siege.
He said, you guys play Siege? Let me get off work.
Oh, you guys play Siege?
I'm home. Let me pull out.
Yeah. We have a team, Dawn.
Me, you, and Tig, and I don't think Coda was down to play Siege on console ever. He was barely down when we played played regularly.
So, okay, at minimum we have a four. We need one more. You think we can't find one person? What about that Muhammad guy that we played with for a match? He was cool.
We can find Muhammad again, track him down.
I'm pretty sure at least one of us added him as a friend.
Was it me?
I think it was me.
I think you did. He was a cool dude. And if we just use a four stack, we can meet new people.
I don't like meeting new people.
That's how we met Louie.
And then how'd that turn out?
He left us.
It was good for a couple of years, though.
He almost flew out here.
Yeah.
And then he lied about his uncle dying or something.
He said, I don't know, my uncle's dead, I gotta go.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't understand shit like that. If you don't want to come, just say you don't want to come.
Yeah, I mean, we're all dudes.
Yeah, I mean.
I get it, you know?
We don't really know you, man.
You can just be like, I'm good,
most times
bro.
Most time I make plans, and then the plans come around, and I'm just like, fuck. God damn it.
Yeah, every time, Dylan. Yeah. Every time you
every
do
time.
That.
He could have said, sorry, guys, that's wrong.
Sorry, right, it turns out I don't want to fly across the country to meet a bunch of strangers. I'll be honest with you. That was weird what you just did. Did you catch a whiff of something bad? Or?
No.
He's just double checking?
Just double check.
All right.
I always got to check.
How'd it turn out?
It's all right.
Yeah.
A little bit oniony.
Had a slight buttery smell to it. It was a little odd, but.
It's like a fresh baked cookie.
It shouldn't smell like a fresh baked cookie. You've done something wrong at that point.
There's chemicals in your body.
Yeah, I think that would be more concerning than like just general odor.
Here.
Only use deodorant derived from all organic onion. Yeah.
I only use plant-based deodorant. I just rub tomatoes on my armpits.
I rub a bunch of garlic on my armpits.
I still stink. You just can't smell it over the garlic.
Garlic's sticky.
What?
Garlic's sticky.
Yeah, I get a couple pieces stuck in there. Yeah, I keep them for later.
Yeah, and then you pull them out, rub it on some toast.
You got a snack. Garlic toast.
Raw garlic toast.
You don't even like, mince it or anything. You just take the whole fucking thing and just kind of rub it on there like a little crown.
Do you think you could handle a raw clove of garlic?
Sure. You could handle whatever.
I got some kombucha in the fridge.
Why?
Thirsty.
I don't think anybody drinks kombucha because they're thirsty.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it tastes like
dick and
like,
balls.
Yeah, like really old bad beer.
It's aggressive.
Yeah.
I cracked it open and said, whew.
Why'd you keep drinking it then?
Well, obviously he didn't. It's still in the fridge. You gonna finish it?
Yeah.
It's going to be in the fridge for the next 8 years, and it's going to double up on its kombucha powers.
Yeah, I drink it in 8 to 5 years, and I'll... The first sip will just elevate me.
No, I think you'll just be...
I'll start levitating.
I think you'll just start puking and have a severe headache.
I think I have a bad flavor. It's like ginger and blueberry.
Yeah, they're all bad flavors, Dylan.
I think it's the ginger.
I think ginger is like a key element in kombucha.
I don't think so.
Kombucha is just mold.
Mold water.
Yeah. It's fucking gross.
It's good for you, though.
Is it?
Yeah, that's like the whole point.
How is it good for you?
Don't ask me.
I'm exactly. You just got on the internet and somebody said, kombucha good for you. You said, okay.
I'm not going to argue.
If you say so. I'll go out and buy one right now. Cracks it open, takes a sip. I don't know if this is good for me. It tastes like poison.
This tastes like poison, but I've been wrong before.
Find Dill. Just fucking laid out in the kitchen floor. What happened to him? Somebody got hit so much to buy poison. Just drank it on his own. We had to force him to have it.
They're like, Jacques, it took him that long.
Somebody just drank the whole bottle and just fucking died on the floor.
You know, sometimes.
Me and Coda, I don't know how we got onto this, but me and Coda made a pact the other day that if either one of us dies from autoerotic asphyxiation and we were found by the other one, they will put their pants back on for them.
But leave you hanging?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, you hung... To say, oh, he hung himself is considerably better to say, oh, he accidentally killed himself while trying to jerk off while choking himself. So, not that either one of us autoerotic asphyxiate ourselves, or really intend to.
But you never know where you'll be.
Yeah, no, it's just good to have the insurance. Just in case.
There's a Robin Williams movie about that.
Yeah, it's his son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I if I die that way, I want them to find me that way.
You know?
Live and die in shame.
I wouldn't want it any other way. To be honest with you.
If you guys got a phone call tomorrow.
I would say, that son of a bitch. Yeah, he went out the way he wanted to.
Died doing what he
wanted. With his dick in his hand. You know what, Dill? I think
he got a hold of it.
Yeah, I think for the most of the episode, I don't think you really had anything going on in your hands, but you know, you couldn't do a whole episode though. Yeah, that's natural. Okay.
Run it up.
For those of you at home, Dylan's got his Beyblade launcher and he's just spinning it.
Oh, he lost traction.
Yeah. Oh, and look at that. Hey man, don't throw your launchers around like that, bro. You need those. Oh, Cody got a launcher that sparked.
What?
Yeah.
It sparks up.
Like when you rip the cord, it like... Vroom. A bunch of sparks happen.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking sick.
Huh?
I want one with a whistle.
Like a Beyblade with a whistle?
Yes.
You're adding a lot of wind resistance with a whistle.
I can't believe I'm 24 and I own 3 Beyblades.
I can't believe you just own 4. Look at this bad boy.
Did you bring them all, Jared, today? You got them all in your pockets?
No, right? I have them all, Dylan. I bring them all with me everywhere I go.
Stay strapped. Is that your defense blade?
No, this is an attacker right here, brother.
That's an attacker?
Yeah. It's got high attack. Pretty good stamina.
I didn't even like Beyblades as a kid.
I didn't either.
I just thought they were fucking sick.
I mean, I saw them advertised and was like, that's crazy. Spinning tops and shit. Wow.
Hey, hey, hey. They're not spinning tops, man. They're Beyblades.
I never watched the show. Just didn't. Nothing.
Bakugan, though.
Oh, yeah. So
I was slanging Bakugan.
Bakugan. So you like Bakugan.
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 You like Bakugan. Something that, in the real world, has no real showmanship. But when it comes to Beyblades, something you can hold in your hand and rip around just like on the show, you got nothing.
On the show, they like shoot lasers and
Yeah.
No, it's just that the man comes out of the top of them, and they do fight like in Yu-Gi-Oh. All
right, so what's the difference?
My Beyblades do that.
You can play Yu-Gi-Oh, and you can play with Beyblades.
The Bakugans also had...
How do you play Bakugan?
You throw them on the card, and they go... Ring!
And then what?
And then you play a card that powers it up. And then the Bakugans have numbers on the insides of them.
Yeah.
If your Bakugan's stronger than the other Bakugan, GG.
So if you just get a Bakugan with a high enough number, you just win all the time?
Mm-hmm. It's a broken game.
So there's no, real...
It's still going. It's still making parts, though.
So there's no real competition. You just got to get the one with the highest
number. They have changed it by now. But that's how it went when it first came out.
So if you just got a Bakugan that was, 28, you're just wiping all the kids at 27 and below, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really seem like a lot of fun.
I sold a Bakugan for $20 because I scratched off the numbers and said it had infinite power.
Wow. And?
Sold it to Jacob Dennison.
And?
I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the actual numbers on that Bakugan?
I don't fucking know.
Pretty low or?
I don't know.
Decent enough?
I don't know. I scratched it off.
You don't remember what Bakugan was?
No, I don't know anything about Bakugan. I didn't like them. I just sold them.
I just slung them, brother. I just turned into profit.
I made about $150.
Jeez.
Yeah, no shit.
How much did that judge give back?
All of it.
Did you get all your Bakugans back, at least? Mm-hmm.
Nope, they got to keep the Bakugan and the money.
That's fucked up.
Oh, wow, man.
Well, it's hard out here.
I think that's...
That's not pulling out the gun.
I think that might have something to do with it,
Pull out the strap.
I'm just saying that maybe we could start really we start something here with these Beyblades.
We said that when we got Yu-Gi-Oh. We said that when we tried to get into Pokemon.
I want to see a Bakugan do that.
We said that when we started the Lord of the Rings game.
We never got into Pokemon, do
you? Weren't around for that.
You tried to get us into Pokemon.
You weren't around for that.
Okay, I'll retract my statement and say we haven't gotten into Pokemon since we've been adults.
I'm saying everything we get into, you're like, this could be it. This is it. This is the one.
I mean, we do need to finish that Lord of the Rings game, otherwise I'm gonna start beating people with fucking hammers. I spent a lot of money on that.
You did. No one asked you to buy the expansions. I'll say that. No one asked you to do that.
You bought the expansion?
Yeah.
But you guys did ask me to buy the $100 box, and I said, okay, we'll do it.
I thought it was a lot of fun. I really wanted to keep playing. Yeah,
me too. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I think I can point out the guy that's going to keep us from playing the most.
It's Cutter.
That guy. Right there.
That's fair.
I even bought foam inserts for him.
He did.
So that they're more organized and well put together.
Speaking of foam inserts... Speaking of inserts.
Okay.
We're playing D&D tomorrow?
I haven't heard anything.
I haven't either.
You guys play D&D?
We could just go show up at Tony's house.
We could.
Just walk in the front door and say, hey, Tony, I know you're not doing anything. I could really fuck up some D&D.
Oh, you guys play D&D together?
Yeah, back in the day.
Thanks for inviting me. That's cool.
Dylan, you don't like D&D. We have played D&D together. To which you said, I don't think I really like this.
And our schedule was on weekdays, so there would have been no point inviting you.
Yeah. And if we try to play on Sunday, that would be impossible.
It's your spoon now. It's your fucking spoon.
Didn't Kyle have a cat with a turned wrist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doobie. Yeah, doobie cat.
Little doobie cat.
That cat was fucking adorable.
Little doobie cat.
Just a little doobie cat.
Oh, you know what? You know what I've just realized 40 minutes into this episode?
Hmm?
Black Bean hasn't said a fucking word.
She's fine. It's just a face.
It was just a month-long face. Oh, there's Thor. 10 out of 10, the better cat.
Wow.
100% of the time.
I don't play favorites.
I do. Between my two dogs, I can tell you I love them both. But there are certain scenarios where if I had to choose one, I could easily make a decision.
Yeah, I had to choose one. Wasn't hard.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. You make me a parent. I'll probably have a favorite kid.
You got something to say?
Hey, you think Thor would fuck with the Beyblades?
Thor's better than us.
No, he's not.
He's the best of us.
He was the best of us. He was the worst of us.
He's not the hero we need, but the hero we deserve.
I mean, I could just whip a fucking Beyblade around all day, boys. If we're being honest with each other. A couple of dudes right now. A couple of fellas.
A couple of guys.
A couple of homies.
A couple of friends. A couple of pals.
A couple of beautiful women sitting around a table. Talking about the truth. You guys want to get really into like CSGO or something? That's free.
I won't play CSGO.
Why?
It just sounds like a bad game.
I mean, it can't be a bad game. It's
just people free. Like Shroud.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we just gotta, you know.
We just gotta be the next Shroud.
Yeah, we just gotta be better than him. We can all download a bunch of like aimbots and hacks and stuff, you know. So we're
CSGO has never appealed to me, so. Jesus Christ.
I thought about downloading it, but then I was like, yeah, I don't want to get my ass just smacked around.
Valorant's the same way. It does not look appealing to me.
What about it doesn't tickle your pickle?
It just looks. I can't put my finger on it. I just know I don't want to play it.
Do you like Overwatch?
I played Valorant.
Yeah? Thoughts?
It wasn't bad. Yeah. It's not a bad game.
It's like if Overwatch had a baby with Search and Destroy.
It reminds me too much of CSGO, honestly.
Yeah. It should.
I don't like the CSGO.
Why don't you like CSGO?
You're just talking in a circle.
No, Dylan, I would just like if you would explain your feelings
a little more. I don't feel like it. Jared, I don't feel like explaining my feelings.
I think you need to start explaining your feelings a little better.
I can't.
I think that would make you feel better on the
inside. I don't know how.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try.
I had a dream with Linkin Park in it.
Like
recently.
Like Linkin Park was the soundtrack to the dream, or Linkin Park themselves were in it?
Like they themselves were in it.
What were they doing?
I don't remember, but you saying that it reminded me that I saw them in the dream. I can't remember what it was about, though.
I had a dream the other night that a lady with no face dyed my hair silver, but my hair was really long, and I looked like Geralt.
You been doing acid?
Dude, you should hear some of my dreams.
Go ahead.
I can't right now.
Why not?
Because they're all really dark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And? The deer people.
Most of my dreams just revolve around being happy and then waking up and me going, God damn it.
Yeah?
I had one dream one time, though, that I murdered two people. I was making a pretty strong effort to make sure that, you know, nobody ever found out that I murdered two people. And then I woke up and I said, oh, shit. And then about 15 minutes later, I was like, wait a minute. All right, hang on. I don't think I really murdered those two people. I think that might have been a dream. So do with that information what you will.
I had a dream last night. Well, I had a girl stay with me last night. And last night in my dream, that same girl woke me up and said, hey, let's go to Walmart. And I said, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I went back to sleep and I woke up and I thought it happened for a minute. And I had a little bit of disdain for her when I first woke up. Why the fuck would you wake me up and say, let's go to Walmart in the middle of the night?
Walmart's fucking closed, lady.
She wanted Beyblades. Pandemic.
she started getting the itch, too. That shit'll spread, you know? Don't look those Beyblades in the eye and tell me you don't feel something.
They look cool, I guess.
Yeah. Go ahead and get rid of all your action figures, baby. We're connecting Beyblades now.
Arguably the best one. So.
No, I started smacking you around once I made some adjustments yesterday. I can go get the stadium right now, dude. We can tussle.
I don't want the stadium. I don't want it.
spent 14 hours last night on the internet going over Beyblade stats.
You didn't spend 14 hours.
Mechanics. True rotation powers. Launchers. I'm going to get a longer ripcord for better rips.
Better rips!
It's going to be over for you guys.
I'm going to put the most minimal amount of effort into this week-long hobby.
Well, dude, you say that now. But in 3 years, me and Coda are famous Beyblade players, and you're just down here in the slums, wishing, dreaming.
In the slums?
Hoping.
Because Beyblade takes over the world?
Yeah.
It becomes currency?
Beyblade becomes the true military power of the universe. And the Beyblade gods come down to determine who is worthy and who
is not. Does anybody know how to spell Ghibli? Like Studio Ghibli?
G-H-I-L-B. Yeah. B-I. No. G-H-I-B-L-I.
Yeah, there you go. You got really lost there for a second. I watched you disappear for a moment.
It's hard to visualize. I could write it out and spell it, no problem.
Do you guys, whenever you like read something, do you like hear it in your head? Like you're reading it out loud, but it's in your head?
Sometimes.
There are people that they just like see words and they just go...
Absorb it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absorb.
Yeah. I mean,
every time I like read something,
if I glance and look at what's on your laptop, yeah, I can. I'm just like, I know what that says.
What'd it say?
The Walters. Big Potato Games. Discovery Channel. Goat.
Keep going. There's more words on there.
P and L. P and L. Batman: The Brave and the Bold.
Okay.
Goodrich. Pabst. Jeremy Beeler?
Jeremy Beals. I bought some prints from him. He's like, what, right here?
No. Yep.
There?
Yeah.
That's it.
Opposite of the...
I thought it was a pretty cool sticker, though. It looks like a Pabst can, but it's got his name and stuff on there.
Yeah.
Neat. He forgot to send me my print.
He just sent you a sticker.
and then like a week later, he messaged me and was like, hey, oops. And I said, oh, that's cool. And he said, I'm going to send you more stuff. And I said, okay. Then he sent me two prints, hand-drawn, and that's sicker. And I said, cool. And I never ordered anything else from him again.
Did you tell him thanks?
Yeah, obviously, Dylan. I'm not a terrible person. Just mediocre.
Anytime anybody messaged me about like, oh, your order is going to be a little late, sorry, I'm just like, I don't care.
Whatever, just fucking give it to me.
Take your time. I forget about everything I order anyway. I click order, and then I'm just like, okay.
There's been more
And then it shows up at the house, I'm like, oh shit, oh yeah.
Yeah, there's been multiple occasions where I've like pulled up in my driveway and seen some boxes on the porch and went, did I?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It's pretty cool.
Unless it's just like something I'm like really looking forward to.
Yeah, most of the things I order, I'm really looking forward to when I order them. And then, you know, 3 or 4 days later with shipping and stuff, I forgot that I ever ordered them. And I see a box, I'm like, what's this? And I open the box and then I'm excited again like a child. So that's why I got to keep ordering stuff to keep myself going.
It's all good fun.
Fuel on the fire, baby.
It's all good fun. Where are we at, Jay?
Your house, buddy.
Since when?
We've always been here.
It's since all
the
your
dawn of time.
It's all my house. Always has been.
Always has been, babe. Ooh, somebody sent me $7.
That was me.
Oh.
Give him a hand job.
Uh-oh, stinky.
I've been waiting.
Man, a lot of Beyblade information coming at me fast here. I bought a DNA test for my dog to find out what kind of dog he is.
Turns out he's a bad bitch.
Turns out he's a squirrel. Never would have saw it coming.
Yeah, I'm the massive squirrel.
I used to have a stuffed squirrel. And Brandon, he isn't Brandon. He took it home and hid it in his house to scare his now wife. And
forgot about it. She afraid of squirrels?
Well, whenever one's just huge and in your house, probably, you know. But he forgot that he did it. So he was like at work. And she called him freaking out. Because there's this massive fucking squirrel in the house.
Is this like a super realistic squirrel or something?
No, it's a stuffed squirrel. It is a real squirrel.
Oh!
Like a taxidermy squirrel. Yeah,
I found it at a garage sale for $5. And I mean, that motherfucker's got some girth. I've never seen a squirrel this big. Which is probably why this guy was like, I'm going to get this thing stuffed. People need to know that this existed.
I killed this with a knife.
This thing came for my soul.
I woke up and it was on my chest. I had to fight for my life.
I mean, the motherfucking teeth on this dude are every bit of 3 inches long. I mean, this thing would fuck you up. In a street fight, I'm not fucking taking the squirrel on. You know how yippy a squirrel is? Combine that with its size? Oh, yeah. It'd fuck me up. It'd be like fighting a
baby. Throwing nuts at you?
Yeah. And, I think I'm going to do the same thing, but with my own carcass. I'm going to have my body stuffed, and I'm going to have somebody just place it into a random home. I might do it, you know, like I'm about to stab somebody. Like, that might be a good pose to do it in. It would be so cumbersome, though. Trying to get me
in and out. Standing there, like...
Yeah, just really just post it up.
Like a gorilla.
I need one of you to agree...
I'll do it.
To put my stuffed carcass in somebody's home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to like roll the dice and pick like a number on the street.
Oh, that's like. Fine. What are they going to do? Take me to jail? I am a carcass.
You know how haunting that would be? To just like leave your house and then come back and there's just like some taxidermy dead dude in your house?
Yeah. Especially since, you know, you're going to... Hey. You're going to open the door and you're going to see me standing there and you're going to freak out and like start to jam the door back shut. And then you're going to, like, you know, peek around, and I'm just going to still be standing there.
Oh, no, I'm going to put it somewhere in the, like, just, like, in the corner.
Still be standing there, just unblinking.
Like, maybe somewhere, like, where they wouldn't normally look. And then when eventually they're going to, like, turn a certain way, and they're just like...
And I'll just be staring back at them. Unblinking. Unmoving.
Marble eyeballs.
Yeah. And they'll never know what to do about it. And they'll try to back away slowly, and I'll just keep staring at them.
And then they're gonna run to like their bedroom, and then I'm gonna sneak back in, and take you out.
It's all about the long con, baby. And we do this to like several different houses, so the reports really start growing, getting around. There's like this long redheaded dude that'll just appear in your house and stand there.
Eventually, someone's gonna shoot you in half and realize that you're a taxidermy corpse. But
and they're gonna shoot me, and I'm not gonna move. I'm not gonna bend nor break. Yeah.
We're going to get Jared embalmed with concrete.
I'll weigh a little bit, but you know, with enough effort and determination, we can make it work. Stuff me with titanium so that I'm completely bulletproof.
King, king, king,
king, king.
I'm just like, dear God.
It's happening.
Just a real menace to society at that point.
He who controls the Jared controls the world.
I am reality at this point. I am a god.
Put a speaker in your mouth.
It just plays the Terminator music. Where's John Connor?
John Connor. Bring him to me.
You know what? Why don't we just go the full mile and just put like bionics into your
yeah. Just turn body. Me into a robot. No, just lay my flesh over a robot skeleton.
Let's put words and gears inside of you.
If you could become a cyborg, like Smoz, just like, hey, we're gonna take your organs and put them into a robot. Yeah, just 100%. Go.
I don't know.
A 100%. 100% lock me in a robot carcass. making a biopic.
Did you say a robot of darkness?
No, a robot carcass.
Is it still like my brain?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm still there?
You're still you.
You're just but in the body of a robot.
Can I still eat? I like to eat.
Yeah, probably. Probably not. You probably won't taste anything. But you can eat all you want.
No, I don't want to. It's like the one pleasure.
You might. I mean, they might develop the technology at this point for you to be able to still have the serotonin release of food.
My brain's still there, then you know.
Yeah.
What'd you need? Just give me a brain and some taste buds. That's all I
need.
Yeah,
you need a tongue. You probably need like a bionic tongue. I
don't know. Tell them would like to live is like one of those heads from Futurama.
Just a brain in a jar.
Yeah, and then just put fish food in there. And he just nom, 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 nom.
I could see Dylan just being a head in a jar.
I'd keep him around.
Yeah, for sure. I'd keep him on a shelf.
Stick my finger in his mouth every now and again.
He'd nibble on it. He's a nibbler. You can drop whatever you want in that tank. He'll give it a munch.
I think if I was going to get my body stuffed, I would only get the lower half stuffed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just, well, you know, have that posted up in somebody's house.
Like the bottom half of a mannequin at like Old Navy.
Yeah, but no, like knees bent to where it looks like I might be taking a shit. So
you just have that like posted up in a corner somewhere.
Uh huh. Nobody'd ever see it coming.
Can you legally stuff a person?
I don't think so. You can get your skin taken off though.
Yeah, and like flayed out and dried, piece of leather.
Turn me into a jacket.
People would.
I want to be a lamp.
I want to be a pair of gloves. So that I can hold your hands. I want to feel. Turn me into a towel. So I can dry your body.
I want to be a pair of toe socks.
That's all I want to feed. Jesus, where do we go? Huh?
To the deer people.
How do we devolve?
The deer people.
I'd say if you just threw us all on an island, uh-oh, we would lose all humanity within a month.
One new like on Tinder.
And?
Nope.
Yeah, you'll have those.
That's what they all are.
So, we made it another day.
This girl looks familiar.
Let me see. I got nothing. Oh, so. You just lose your mind, man.
Hang on real quick. I'm going to show you all this other girl that I matched with. Because I know her. I know her from somewhere. I don't fucking know where, but...
She's been speaking to you in your dreams.
Deal. Noah, that's... That's a ghost.
No, that's your sister.
That's your dad.
She died 27 years ago. Did they stop making Black Mirrors?
No, they stopped making them. They like put it on hiatus, pretty much. I think the actual reason was 2020 is going to fucking suck. So we're just not going to put out a season this year.
There's nothing we can do that they haven't done in real life now, so.
This girl. Fucking, I know her.
Jammy.
Let me see.
You got anything?
Let me see.
God, it's been driving me crazy. I think you're making it up in your head.
Dude, you're giving
yourself false anxiety because you think you know this person.
I know her. I've seen her somewhere.
No. No.
Nothing?
No.
Christ.
I mean, she lives 61 miles away. So.
I don't know. That's the thing, man. It's keeping me up at night.
I don't know anybody 61 miles away.
Everyone I know is either 62 miles away or 60 or less. I mean, there's something about 61 miles away. I just don't trust it.
It's fucked up.
So, we got any closing words, I guess? Dill, go ahead. I know you got something to say.
Eat good.
Okay. No.
We all live and die alone.
Make sure you have a Todd day, a Todd week, and a Todd life. Shout out, Todd. What?
I appreciate y'all guys. Y'all going to school for this?
No, I dropped out of college twice.